At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome in. It is Follow the Money. Yeah, we're live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Hope everybody had a great weekend. On tap today in an hour, Sal Palantonio from ESPN on the NFL, and later on in the show, Jensen Lewis, Major League Baseball Radio Network, and we have a lot to get into today with baseball. But, Paul, we're going to start as a champion was crowned last night in the National Hockey League as Colorado. They take down Tampa Bay on the road to complete it in Game 6, and Cale Makar is the winner of the Conn Smythe Trophy as well. 16-4 in the playoffs, two series win, six games, two sweeps overall, and this team... I said this last week, 2 weeks ago, not all the time do we have the best team in a sport win the title or a championship. This was the best team this year. I think we all know that, and we can all agree on that.
Yes. They had 48 points in 2017. Think about that, how bad they were. You mentioned the 16-4, and that was the best, second best record in the postseason since 87. They did go 9-1 on the road, which is astonishing. They closed out every series on the road. So that's impressive. The other thing was, what a job, but suffocating defense in the third period. To hold the champs to only a few shots on goal,
yep.
What a job that was too. Now, if you want to say all-time great, I always thought the thing that could have held them back was Kemper, because he wasn't a great goalie. But many people tweeted this all year long. When Kemper was on and he played at an above-average level, watch out. I mean, then it was just they were
there's
just
really
unbeatable.
Nothing that you could
oh,
do.
Oh, come on. If he's going to hold you to two goals, they're too potent and you're just going to bury you.
Sure.
Not to mention an all-time great power play that they had. But he was Mr. Softy. I mean, the goal in Game 5 was horrendous. Ruda, the start,
from a
slap shot from the boards, corner board, that's ridiculous that they allowed. You know, sometimes it's like, I don't need you to make the spectacular. Can you make the routine? But he was great. And the big reason why they closed this out. But a hell of a team, full marks to Tampa, 11 straight playoff series wins. Who knows if Love will see that again, although I did think it was squeaky bum time. I mean, but for Tampa to score right away and then get shut down the rest of the game. But all time in the Stanley Cup final, when you were up 3-1, 36-1. Toronto in 1942. If they blew that game, though, then all the pressure was on Colorado.
Without question.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't it kind of funny how the... the series changed, though, with the totals in the games.
Right.
And that's, I think it was, Game 4 and then last night where we had a goal, bam, right away in the first period. and you could not get that to go over, and then the game stayed under anyway. So the first three games are like six. Come on. They were making six plus money to the over, and like all three games got there, and then that completely flipped, and Colorado's beating you in a 2-1 game. You have to give Kemper a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, there were 5.5s out there, the majority of books last night. There was also some huge cross-sport parlays that hit as a result. You know, one guy had the Rams, the Warriors, and the Avalanche. Another guy had, did you see that guy with the ticket? He had the Avalanche to win the Cup, Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year, and he had something else
that
paid
that.
Over six figures. But they had a plan. Sackick had a plan. They were so bad. Who knows? Maybe we're going to get there with the Baltimore Orioles. You never know. I mean, at least there's hope. You saw what happened with the Astros, too. You just Cubs did it. Just tear it all down. Stockpile picks. Get some top guys. And there you go. Look at that. Colorado to win the Cup. Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year. And the Joker for MVP. Paid almost $200,000.
Yeah, $150 wager back on March 16th. Paid $187,000, basically. And that's because Marcus Smart was 100-1 to win the Defensive Player of the Year at that time. And the thing comes in. Yeah, you're right. I mean, we talked about this last week, right? How many times does a team, when they have that many high draft picks, actually nail every single one of them? The Warriors have done it, and the Avalanche had all these top 10 picks, and like every guy they selected turned out to just be awesome. So great job out of them. No, you're right. I mean, they're eventually, look at the Astros, Paul. You can't forget about that.
Yep.
The Astros were... They were the Baltimore Orioles 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. And in fact, when people laughed at Sports Illustrated when they put your World Series winner in 2017 on the cover back in 2013, people were like, get the hell out of here.
That's right.
And they played for it that year.
Yep. It was a good season, and it was a good final. Much better, than I think, if the Rangers would have got in there as well. That was a great story,
probably.
But I think Colorado would have maybe swept them or taken them out in five. But full marks to Tampa for what, and like they said after the game, who says we're done? Maybe they just reload. But you're right. Rarely does the best team win, even though NBA usually best of seven. But there's been a lot of injuries lately in the NBA playoffs going back.
Yep, no doubt.
I thought it was a great, great playoffs. And I'll tell you, you can definitely play the what could have been angle if you were a Maple Leafs fan. Because they had that team down 3-2 in the first round. And they just couldn't solve Vasilevskiy in overtime as well.
Yeah, there was a pretty good chance the Maple Leafs were like the second or third best team in the NHL.
That was possible.
It just so happened that because of the new seeding process in the opening round, they caught the Lightning and lost a 7-game series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That team easily could have gone on a huge run and played Colorado for all the marbles. Easily. I'm convinced of that.
Yeah.
So
they also had to do this along the way. I know he went 6-0, but they had to put a backup goalie in there too. So to go 16-4... when you had to play the backup goalie significant minutes and in a conference final. But a hell of a team, no doubt.
Good point. Also, over the weekend, Xander Schauffele won the Travelers. Right? No surprise, right? It's not a major. So this guy can actually win more tournaments. That's okay. He can. He will. He's won six now. I tweeted this out on, I think it was either Friday or Saturday of the U.S. Open. When I came out of my Xander betting retirement for that event. The full retirement starts right now, going back to last week. I'm to the point where if he wins, good for him, and so be it. I won't care if he wins when I don't have a ticket on him. Not worth a financial or mental pain. A lot of people keep receipts. It's fine. They came back at me yesterday. That was meant for majors. I will not be betting Xander Schauffele at majors. Here's one small caveat. If he goes to 60-1, maybe. But at the current number where Xander's been available at for like 5 years, with the field of golfers that we have in it, I'm not betting him at a major at 20 or 25-1. Never gonna. And if he wins, good for him. But these non-majors, he can win these tournaments. That's okay. That's fine. And it was a good tournament. And
yes, good drama.
Cantlay just completely fell on his face yesterday.
Oh, 6-over. That was very important. We'll get to top tens and matchups.
Right.
Oh my God.
But how is it? Thigala.
150-1.
I mean,
he has the lead on 18. How many times did he hit a shot and you think it was in the water with his reaction? It's like, what are you doing? You're fine.
Yeah.
He did it over and over again.
The herky jerky all over the place.
Yeah, he's got spunk and charisma, though. I like the kid, but he's a bit of a lunatic out there. But I thought he was going to pull this off 14-1 to win entering Sunday. But I will never bet on Schauffele. Never say never. I'm saying never. He's not a killer. He played the back nine. Like he had a 5-shot lead.
Oh, no, no.
What's he doing?
He was so tight, and you can, man, come on. You can see he's making a charge at you. Come on.
How many times did he have that birdie putt from way out? He left it short, way short every single time.
Sure
Go
did.
For it. It's like he didn't want to put himself in a position where he would have a tough par putt or could bogey. It was ridiculous how he played the back nine. That shouldn't have been close. Beautiful shot on 18, though.
Oh,
and then
course,
to close it out.
Yep.
But that's.
But also
know,
for Thigala to go into the bunker.
Collapsed.
And then,
yes.
I mean, that just, that's a complete crusher.
Yeah.
That's a little bit like Mito Pereira at the PGA.
For him to go double bogey there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good tournament, good drama, but that was horrible how he played the back nine.
And I'll throw this one at you as well. The College World Series, dramatic game yesterday, Ole Miss. Congrats to people who had Ole Miss on tickets to win that thing. I know, Paulie, we know somebody who had Oklahoma, get this, at 450-1. 450-1. Now, it's none of my business, like how much money he came back with an Ole Miss, but I had to ask the question, did you get a little bit on the other side? He goes, I had to with this one.
Does he work here?
He works in the racket.
Okay, yeah.
He works in the racket, yeah.
It was the year of the upset. I mean, Tennessee, number one, couldn't even get out of the Super Regional. Uh-huh. Notre Dame surprised them. Oklahoma was a surprise. Ole Miss, ton of upsets. Stanford, I think, was top five. They couldn't do anything. Vontech was top five, top ten.
Right.
I mean, there were so many teams that couldn't even make it to the College World Series and get out of the Super Regional.
Yeah, so these teams were all basically long bombers not that long ago. And then I know that you're excited this week as well. It's look, I mean, it is a very busy week in the NBA. I know that the draft is over with. The finals, you know, they concluded more than a week ago now. But this is juicy because some of these big name, like they have to decide by Wednesday.
Okay, that's the deadline for Kyrie. I know. Some people say it's the best time for the NBA, free agency, the best time of the season. Considering how bad the playoffs were, I think you're right this year. Then we're looking at a possibility here where Durant and Kyrie leave, both. Because if Kyrie, who has to make his decision Wednesday, I mean, if he leaves, why is Durant going to stick around and say, well, Ben Simmons, sign me up. Okay. I mean, wouldn't that be awesome if the last guy standing in Brooklyn is Ben Simmons?
And then he just retires?
Get that.
And the back's fishing. So bad, I can't play basketball anymore.
Great.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, it's heating up. I love this stuff, you know, because what Dame Lillard put on Instagram about Durant.
Well,
you're talking about one of the best players in NBA history could be available here.
Yeah, right.
This is juicy.
I would actually be super excited if you would go to Portland.
That'd be awesome.
I think that would be phenomenal.
Yes.
It would be like, set your clocks, right?
Right.
Set an alarm to watch Blazers basketball every single night.
Right. And you don't want to be like 1990 sports talk radio guy about, hey, we'll give you two picks and some scrub. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, right.
But it's fun to talk about the possibilities about where this guy could wind up. And with both guys, there's no telling. Number one, you know, Kyrie's a prickly pear, and if anyone's going to walk away from $30 million, it's him. The other one is Durant. Who knows? Could he go to Washington? Could he go to Portland? You can't predict what Durant's going to do.
Let me ask you this quickly. Are you going to grab a piece of the Lakers to win the championship if you can find 25-1 or in that neighborhood just in case they land Kyrie?
I still don't think. I mean, where they are in the pecking order, even if they land him, where are they? I mean, there's still no level. What's the level of commitment out of that guy,
and
too?
Beyond that, you have to get to, can they all, like, are they going to be all healthy next year?
Yeah.
Like, well, I need to know about Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Well, if one guy understands him, you'd think it'd be LeBron.
Yeah. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, big picture, Major League Baseball. What a weekend. The regular season is coming easy for the Yankees, but will the postseason, and the Red Sox are sizzling. And yet, this will let you know how good the Yankees have been. Details and all of that coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right. So what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Wimbledon week. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook's your go-to book for all tennis-related betting. Through the 4th of July, place a $25 wager on Wimbledon for a free $10 live bet to use on any Wimbledon match at Bet Rivers. Log on to the Bet Rivers app, and you can even bet live stream tennis matches right from their online book. Bet Rivers, plenty of ways to bet. All the futures are up in Major League Baseball and always the house special.
Paulie, how awesome was that Houston and New York Yankees series over the weekend? A four-game set, and you had all of that take place where the big comeback on Thursday night, the game-winning hit by Aaron Judge, led into a great performance by Verlander, and the Astros would come back and get game two.
Yep.
Then the performance by Javier, what? A combined no-hitter, he strikes out 13, could have been 14 guys that he struck out.
Hadn't been no hit since... Going back to when the Astros did it in 03.
That other
and
combined
the Astros
no-hitter.
Get him again and combined. Isn't
and,
that?
And then yesterday, they're no-hitter through six.
Yeah, that's right.
And then Judge does it again.
They may win 110 games, and they couldn't get a hit for a game and a half. Astros should have swept them.
Yes.
I mean, they were too blown. I mean, that someone put 300. I wonder if it was Evan, our buddy. Someone at DraftKings put $300,000 on Yankees run line. I mean, that.
Yeah.
It's 3-1.
It was probably Evan.
It was 3-1, bottom of the eighth. All rise, and it hits the walk-off. I mean, a base hit, nothing. He's got to leave the park for you to cash that ticket.
Okay, so based on what happened then in the two games, yesterday and then Thursday night, the Astros are probably going to walk away from the series thinking, we need to do something about the bullpen.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you got to be a little bit concerned about that matchup, though, if you're the Yankees. I mean, they completely tied you up and shut you down offensively. The starters, anyways, was total domination in the first four games.
Sign me up for that seven-game series.
One mistake early by Valdez as he gave up that home run Thursday, and then they shut him down, and the bullpen blew the three-run lead in the ninth, and they walked it off. So they walked off two of the two wins in two games in the four-game set. But between the no-hitter and what the starters did, they totally dominated.
Yeah, I don't want to completely overreact to what the Astros starters did, but if you guys pop that back up again, and look at what a potential series could look like. If we go, if it would fall like this, where we could go Verlander and Cole in game one, I don't know who the Yankees would throw in game two. My guess would be Cortez, but Cortez against Valdez or Javier.
Well, we'll see. Severino's been good.
Sure.
But, you know, Nasty Nestor's got to keep this up, but I think it could be a regression.
I think so too. And then Taillon's also been really good. But look at the numbers overall, and Yacuity is the worst guy on that screen, and he had a no hit through six yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know that both lineups can absolutely mash. So, and I talked to two different bookmakers, by the way. I talked to Chris Bennett here at Circa. And here's the way I phrased the question. If they played a seven-game series this weekend, or if you want to project ahead to a possible seven-game playoff series with the same rosters, what would you make that seven-game series price? Chris Bennett, off top of his head, told me Yankees minus 130.
Wow.
130? That's a lot of respect for the Astros.
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny Avella, DraftKings, said he would make it 170 if the Yankees had home field. The Astros 125 if they had home field.
Adjusted win totals, Yankees 106, Astros 97.
Well, they're good.
So it's they're both winning their divisions. But that's the cardiac kids, right? They have 10 walk-offs. In the last 50 years, only two teams have had more in their first 73 games. The 74 Dodgers and the 2000 Royals. Huh, that's ridiculous. But MVP Judge does it again.
Yeah.
They do it again coming up, too. Did you see after the All-Star break, they play? And there's a doubleheader. That the first game back's a Thursday. They play a 10 a.m. Pacific game. It's a doubleheader.
Oh, these two teams?
They play that Thursday right back after the All-Star break.
So good catch out of you.
Yeah, so this is sign me up if that's the ALCS. Although the way the Red Sox are going, they might have something to say about that. But that was great baseball. And I will tell you this right now because I'm not the biggest baseball guy. This has been one of the most enjoyable seasons I've had in a long time. This Yankee run, what the Red Sox are doing. The A's are awful. That horrible stretch by the Reds. The Braves won 14 in a row. This is great.
Yeah, one more here on the Yankees now. 10 walk-off wins in the last 50 years. Yeah. Only two teams have had more in their first 73 games. You talked about that one. But also 22-20 when trailing at any point in any game this season. 22-20.
Yeah.
The next closest team, this is before the game started yesterday, the Padres, 20-29. How are you 22-20 when you trail at any point in the game?
You're a little bit concerned, though. Because good pitching always stops good hitting. About, you know, at some point, I'm not an average guy, but you got to put the ball in play.
Well, for
sure.
You
got all these guys who are...
Well, that's the team. But we thought this going in, right? Like, the Astros were probably the stiffest competition in the American League. And the way it played out over one four-game set. But as long as, like, Verlander stays healthy... Now, that Javier performance was... I mean, come on. That's all-time good at Yankee Stadium, what he did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to repeat itself, but...
they cannot get Altuve out. It's infuriating. Guy owns him. Well, you got to go for it, too. I mean, if you're Cashman, you got to end this long drought.
Right.
But for their standards, it is long.
How do you think
the big arm.
How do you think the Red Sox would match up against the Yankees in a playoff series? They're not going to catch them in the division.
I mean, but that do you really want to go to war? We're going to have to go to war with Waka. And Pavetta's been great. And Evaldi, I know. But the Red Sox, who saw this coming? They were 10-19. They're 19-4 in June. They've gained half a game. They've gained half a game on the Yankees, and they're 19-4
this month. You need to know right there.
Yes, yes. But they were just everything. They're going to be sellers. They're going to get rid of all these guys at the deadline. They're the biggest disappointment in baseball. I don't know how they're doing. The bullpen is just thrown together and stitched together. 10-19. And now they just sweep Cleveland, and they're 19-4 in June. I can't believe it. And this Pavetta story. With the guys that won 9-10. They won 9-10 in his last 10 starts.
He's having a career year.
ERA under 2? Doesn't
naturally,
make any sense.
He's having a career year.
Right, right.
But again, over this last, you know, since they started 10-19, they have the second best record in baseball. The series that they've been in, they've won 11. They've tied 2. They've lost 1 series. That's it.
Wow.
Almost 6 runs per game, number 1 in baseball. Highest OPS. And they climbed all the way up past... You know, other teams in the American League East, including the Blue Jays, who have, oh my God. Now, at this point, I think you got to say countless problems probably.
Yeah, what would you trade Barrios for? Coffee and donuts? I mean, this guy is just.
I'd probably say like
gas can.
1,000 hot dogs.
Yeah.
I'd say, yep, you can have them.
Yep. I actually like Toronto today, though. Boston's throwing Seabold. They call it good numbers at AAA, but a AAA call-up's going for Boston. But here comes Mr. Wet Blanket. You want Boston 33-1 to win the division?
To win the division.
No, okay.
I can't get that nuts. But
they're minus 240 to make the playoffs, and they are now in second place. Here's the schedule: at Toronto, at the Cubs, then they play 14 in a row against Tampa and the Yankees. Then they hit the break. They come out of the break: Toronto, Cleveland, Milwaukee, Houston. So you're looking at a stretch probably of 29 out of 32 games. Where you're playing likely playoff teams.
Okay, so the next month.
Oh, God.
Okay, yeah. Well, so it's going to come back to the pack. I think this team is still going to make the playoffs. I like the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
They're good.
I think they're better than Tampa.
I think the lineup is awesome.
Yeah. But they can hit, right? If they keep it together, maybe make a move, right?
I'm not going to get nuts and tell you, 35-1 to win the division is a good bet, because I don't think it is. I think the Yankees are, I mean, their projected win total, as you said, is 106.
Yeah, yeah.
They might win more than that. Who knows? They're the best team in baseball. And the Red Sox will not catch them.
I just had to laugh when I saw that. You're 19-4. You've gained half a
game.
Yeah,
oh, of course. It's hilarious, right? Yeah. Right. But again, that doesn't mean the Red Sox could not beat them in a seven-game playoff series.
Yeah, I know. It'd be difficult, but that's right.
And then other news from the weekend, a huge injury as Bryce Harper, the reigning National League MVP, he goes down with a broken thumb. You probably saw the video. He is on the ground for a while. He knew it was really bad. He's shaking. And at some point, he starts to yell at Blake Snell. And then he realizes, look, that's my bad. You didn't hit me on purpose. I get that. But when you look at Harper's last 162 games, 42 homers, 55 doubles, 99 extra base hits. Look at the slash line. 324, 426, 40, 17 stolen bases and a 6 WAR. And as Jason Stark pointed out with that tweet, there is no replacing that. You can't. You can't just take him out of the middle of that line. I know Castellanos had 4 hits yesterday. He's been awful this year.
And they took 3 out of 4 in San Diego. Plus 155 to make the playoffs. It's going to be a tough battle now. But there's so many good teams or tough, you know, teams you can make a case for to get those wild card spots. Atlanta. Probably St. Louis, the Giants. Mm-hmm. Does this hurt or help Schwarber? No protection now? Less protection? Does that hurt his home run chances? Maybe to catch Judge?
You going to walk around the leadoff batter, though?
He had another home run.
I know he did.
I don't know. That's going to be tough now for the Phillies. You're right. His numbers, he knew right away. After
he knew
he
immediately.
Got hit. Right. Snell apologized. They've known each other since 10, 11 years old. But quick side note. The Padres have lost every game started by Snell this year. What's he making? They're 0-7 when he starts.
Is that right?
I mean, come on.
0-7 now, huh?
But, yep, tough loss.
Well, here's the thing.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm not betting that team. I'm not going to rush to bet that team to make the playoffs just because the National League, again, is so loaded. We're talking about 8, maybe 9 teams. If you want to throw the Phillies in, there are 8 teams.
No, there's a separation. You have the champs. You have the Mets. The Mets still be able to do this without DeGrom and Scherzer. Uh-huh. That's right. And that probably sealed it for the Phillies.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, unless everybody else on that offense can, and people, by the way, people didn't even like the Phillies before this happened.
Yeah. And how long is he out? That's another thing. Yep. It's a long time.
And up next, you can bet on a lot of big names in this market. We will go over good candidates, bad candidates, and others we have questions about coming up next.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
VSEN summer specials here, only $19. You get everything VSEN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today, you'll get the daily best bets, every host, every guest. And if you want the full experience, you get every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the betting tools, the live video stream whenever you want it. It's $19 through July 31st. Sign up now, VSEN.com/summer.
All right, we ended the show on Friday by telling you, for those of you who caught it, that we're going to start to talk a lot more football this week, and we are. Sal Palantonio on the show coming up in 30 minutes. And we'll look at one of the awards that you can bet on today, and we'll run down some of the candidates so you can find certain sports books. We'll use BetRivers here. They do sponsor the first hour of the program. And odds are up for the comeback player of the year in the NFL. And again, this season, Paulie, a lot of big names are on the list, led by the shortest shot in the board, Derrick Henry, at 3-1. Now, I will ask you, he played in 8 games last year, and he was awesome. He had 219 carries for 937 yards and 10 touchdowns. There was MVP talk with Derrick Henry last year. He missed the rest of the regular season. He came back and rushed 20 times in the playoff loss to Cincinnati. Does that ding him at all, that he actually played in 8 games last year and then came back in the playoffs? Where I'm trying to, like, think about this, about how voters will approach this. Will they hold anything against Henry for that?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I would think McCaffrey has a good case because he got hurt early in the season. Some of these guys, I can't imagine a scenario where they would. Mariota, Danny Dimes. I don't think.
Why not Mariota?
Oh, come on. That's a horrible team. Is he even going to win the job? That's number one. How many games is he going to play? Will he be the quarterback week 7?
Oh, no, no, no. I understand all of that. I'm asking if he does actually win the job, goes out there and plays the entire season.
I don't see how they can win 6-7 games even. I mean, and what would his numbers even look like? I mean, I like the guy, but he's not going to put up big numbers to warrant consideration where he could win something like this.
I don't know.
This isn't like Alex Smith where you're coming back, all you have to do is step on the field.
Oh, no, this is different than Alex Smith for sure, but I don't think they have to win a lot of games. I mean, if you look at his career, he started 6 games in 2019, he played in 1 game in 2020, and he was a backup all of last year again. If he comes back and starts the entire year, he'll have good numbers. They'll get creative with him. He's got weapons on that team.
Mayfield could put up numbers. I just don't know where he's going to get a chance to do it. Maybe if he could get this done in Carolina, I don't know. If Cleveland agrees to take on half the deal. Maybe Dobbins. Everyone likes the Ravens. Maybe he could put up big numbers again. Akers is interesting because he came back too as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Thomas and Winston then are tied at the hip. Both got hurt, but then what's that offense going to look like? Because now you're not going to have Kamara likely for 6 games.
Sure.
He's expecting a 6-game suspension.
Well, here's, I think it's definitely worth a discussion. I think you have to look at a lot of these guys definitely on an individual basis here, right? And say, what are they truly coming back from? Like, we get it with Jameis Winston. Season was over. He played in, 7 games last year. He had a 14 touchdown to 3 INT ratio. He's coming back from a pretty severe injury. What is a guy like Baker Mayfield coming back from? Sucking?
Well, yeah. What's Mariota coming back from? Yeah, the guy was playing. I mean, he was a backup, but he was on the team. He wasn't hurt.
No, but he lost his job, though. He's coming back from being really, really bad. He couldn't even start in the league anymore.
Well, that was, yeah. So I don't know about that. I think it was, some people in Tennessee thought they should have stuck with him and not Tannehill, but that's, you look at all the bad quarterbacks in the league, I thought he should have been a starter.
Right. But I also would like to, tail that with this. Do you only... should a player who's coming back from injury only be under consideration? Or should a guy who's terrible, comes back, has a great bounce back year, also be alive for the award?
Good point. Both.
I would think it should be both. Yes.
Mayfield fits both. I just don't know if he's going to get the opportunities and get enough games to do that. But that would be a candidate. If maybe he could come in there and be the guy and Carolina can surprise people.
Michael Thomas is third on the odds board at Bet Rivers. He's 8-1. He missed all of last year. In 2020, he had 40 catches for 438 yards and no touchdowns. I was listening to some fantasy football stuff this weekend, and somebody it was a throwaway comment, and he said he took Chris Olave in the 8th round because he doesn't even know if Michael Thomas wants to play football anymore. And I was like, that is an interesting point. I have not heard anybody else say that. Maybe he has zero passion to go out there and play anymore. Maybe that's true.
Well, there appears to be animosity and bad blood there as well.
Sure.
Yeah, I can't get there with Winston. I think the odds are ridiculous at 5-1.
Yeah, I can't bet 5-1 either.
I mean, right.
No,
I mean,
no interest.
How bad he's been in his career. And they had a horrible passing attack before he got hurt last year. And now you don't have Peyton, and you might not have Kamara. I think those odds are asinine.
Yep. What do you think of 10-1 on McCaffrey? Played in 3 games in 2020. Yep. Came back 7 games last year. 99 carries, 442 yards, 37 catches, 343 yards, and 2 touchdowns overall. But can he stay healthy now? Or is this going to be a thing with him every single year?
I would say McCaffrey and Dobbins on that list. That's what I would look at.
Yeah. Dobbins is the one guy I wanted to get to. At 16-1, he'd probably be player number one that I would bet on. Missed all of last year. They got that news right away, as did Gus Edwards, and he's on this list as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he had 805 yards and 9 touchdowns in 2020, so I think that he's a great candidate. And, oh, by the way, you know that they love to run the football, so if he can stay healthy this year, I think that that wouldn't be bad. Chase Young played in 9 games, 2 forced fumbles, 1.5 sacks, 4 quarterback hits, 3 tackles for loss. But, again, he's coming back. He missed not even half the season. He was the rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year in 2020. I just think that he has too many other good candidates to overcome. Too many other big names.
Huh. Would you rather have Drew Lock or Trubisky? Come on. Trubisky 20-1, Lock 25-1. I'd see the Steelers could maybe get with 8-9 wins. I could see that.
So
nasty defense.
And if you're telling me that Trubisky somehow found his 2017 magic with the Chicago Bears, that dude could win the award.
Uh-huh.
He see
Drew Lock.
If Trubisky has, look, this is a huge if, I get that. But if he would go back and play like he did with the Bears in his first season there, I think that he would absolutely have a great chance to win this award, because the entire narrative has been, this guy stinks, he can't play, everybody in the entire world has written him off. And if he comes back and shocks the world in that division in the AFC, and they would win, I don't know, 9 games, 10 games maybe, with decent numbers?
Yeah.
I just don't know if I want to bet him where he's at on the board.
And I'm glad to see they've adjusted the odds and moved him back compared to other books, but Deshaun Watson's missing a couple zeros here.
Yeah.
25-1.
We will go over that here one more time.
Deshaun Watson, number one on the list.
You are burning your money if you bet Deshaun Watson to win the Comeback Player of the Year. There is no chance voters will look at him and say, I don't care how many games he plays, I don't care what his numbers are, I don't care how many games the Browns win with him as the quarterback. Voters in this league, again, I will say this one more time, when a guy came out last year and said he made up his mind in August that he was not going to give Aaron Rodgers the MVP, how do you think voters in this league will look at Deshaun Watson? There's no chance they'll vote for him.
Well, he's going to miss, best case scenario, yeah,
exactly,
he misses
right.
10 games.
Yep.
I mean, this also could be an indefinite suspension. The hearing's tomorrow. This also could be, you know, we'll get this cool down for a while here. I mean, they want to start it a year. That's the starting point. That was the starting point of negotiations a year. I mean, the Jets have a better chance to win the Super Bowl. Comeback player of the year. Won't even be on the field.
No, it's honestly the last bet that I would make this year.
Yeah.
I would bet anything else in the NFL other than Deshaun Watson to win this award.
We did it 2 years, 2 weeks ago. I think he was 8-1 at one point.
He was. Yep.
I mean, come on.
Here's one other name I want to throw at you. And you can Mutombo this if you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
He's 22-1. He played 12 games last year, 38 catches, 410 yards, one touchdown. Again, think about who he played for. Allen Robinson.
Yes,
yeah.
I could see that.
You'll get touches. Okay.
Yes, he'll get touches.
Yeah.
He'll get receptions.
I think so. Uh-huh. The guy, to me, has played with the dreck of the league for quarterbacks basically in his, what, 8-9 year career? And now he's going to go to the champs, and he's got to play alongside Cooper Kupp. I get that. But I think he's going to have a massive opportunity this year with that team.
Good list.
Oh, it's a hell of a list.
Yeah, a lot of candidates, some big names on there, too.
One more. Like, Travis Etienne. See, to me, again, he missed the entire year. So I get that part. But he's never played in the NFL. He's never played. So we have no idea what kind of a player he was going to be in this league. Can you give it to a guy who's never played in the NFL? Can you give him Comeback Player of the Year?
No, I don't. That one's...
I'm with you on that one. Should he even be eligible to win it?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
That's strange to me.
Yeah. He didn't play in one game?
No, he missed everything.
Did he?
Missed everything last year.
Okay.
And if you want to go, you know, DeAndre Hopkins is 50.
No.
Missed a lot of time.
That was late in the year, though, wasn't it?
You know what? I never wrote down.
I thought he
missed a bunch of games. I'll go, okay, we'll double check that. But he's playing, going to have good offense.
Yeah.
Really good offense again. FTM at vsin.com. Who do you like to win the Comeback Player of the Year this year in the NFL? FTM at vsin.com is the email address. Up next, we will recap an awesome weekend in sports betting. Upsets, line moves, bad beats. We like to call it win some, lose some. Coming up here on VSIN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Okay, one of the many rules that we talk about on the show is have as many outs as possible and always be shopping. Look at this. Game 5. Stanley Cup final. Ruta to score the first goal was 140-1 here. He was 50 and as low as 40-1 at other places.
Is that right?
Think about that. 140-1 here. I saw the ticket. That ridiculous goal that Kemper gave up to start the game. Look at the difference in that. Now, not that everyone had access to Circa, but my God.
Sure.
I mean, it should have been, yeah, 140-1 Cassius. Palat to score a goal plus 265. Kucherov plus 195. At Bet Rivers, both teams to score at least two goals. Yes, minus 180 gets there. This is all game 5. Lightning plus 170 as well. I like this prop. Would the Avalanche have a power play goal? No cash, plus 170. I think they only had one opportunity or two in the game last night.
Mm-hmm.
Game 6, goal in the first 5. Yes, cash is plus 190. Stamkos to score, plus 155. Correct score, end of the first period, 1-0. Plus 475. That was great. Exact score, 2-1, 33-1. Colorado to win in 6, plus 450. Did you lay a game and a half in a series? Yes, plus 115. And an astonishing, did you see that when they put that up at the start of the third? McDonough mentioned it. This season, Colorado went 49-2-3 when leading after two periods. 49-2-3, then they completely shut them down and hardly allow any opportunities or shots on goal in the third period.
That's absolutely okay. So maybe the goaltending not as bad as you think.
No, he's not awful, but I mean, if you want to say where do they rank all time, and is this maybe a top 10, top 20 team all time? I mean, that it comes back to, I don't know about the goaltending there. Didn't get past, but certainly he played well at a couple of games in the series and gave up some soft goals in other parts of it. Friday, unders went 12-4 in baseball, and 10 dogs won straight up. Tigers plus 150, Reds plus 175, Cubs and Rockies plus 140 in that range, Nats plus 135. All that came in. And if you look at all the late games, it's like the last five games on the card, every dog won. So someone must have hit a big ticket out there. Red Sox, 19-4 in June. Saturday, William Hill, they put it up every single day. Yes, no. No hitter. 20-1 cashed. UFC, Durden to win in round 1, 7-1. Bautista by submission, 6-1 to win in round 1, 5-1. Allberg to win in round 1, plus 450. Curtis by decision, 9-1. Parisian to win in round two. He was 9-1. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. World Series of Poker going on at Bally's. This is a hedge fund guy who likes to cool off if he gets knocked out of a tournament and also likes to play the video poker. Well, this is really high, uncomfortable denominator. Look at that. He's playing $125 a push, triple, double. He gets dealt three fours, it comes 4-2, $50,000.
Oh, yeah. Finally he had a good day then.
And then he hit another
one. Did you know this person?
No, I don't know. It just happened to Poker News, who I follow on Twitter, happened to like or retweet one of his tweets.
Okay.
And he hardly has any followers. But this guy is just, high limit king. Then he did it again.
Similar hand?
Yeah, he did. He's got a couple of aces. He's got the aces. Yeah, that's $10. That's $10 nomination. That's $50 a push. On this game, aces and a kicker pays the same as a Royale with cheese, $40,000. He did tweet, I was stuck $10,000 before I hit it.
Okay.
So you play it like that. I mean, look at that. Gets out the aces and hits that and on triple-double. Oh, triple-double. My God.
See, I have a tough time playing triple-double.
Uh-huh.
Because, and I'm sure this is the way the game is supposed to be played. Like, I never get good cards playing. But that's part of the gig, right?
No, okay. Well,
yeah. I never get good cards, ever. So I'm like, yeah, this stinks. I don't have the time to do it.
Okay. Couple good jackpots there. Rolling on. What do you think of this? This is a Rockets practice. They've added a four-point line.
Does that mean that we're going to actually go down that? Are we going to get a four-point play in the NBA someday soon?
You think Silver wants to add that? How would you feel about that?
I wouldn't be
opposed to that. See how far back it is. They have a four-point line in practice.
I would make it deeper than that. I would say that it's got to be a little bit longer.
Curry does that for fun.
That's a layup for him.
That's
sometimes.
Exactly right. Yep. Now look at this guy. A couple dog videos coming at you. Look at this guy. Yeah, just chased off a squirrel.
So good.
Hey, yeah, you want a piece of me? I did it. No problem. Hopping, having a good time.
How does a dog dance like this?
He is dancing.
Skipping around, huh?
Uh-huh. Feeling good about himself. It's a good day.
Love it out here, man.
That's
and the
right.
Grass feels good.
Right. I put this under Winsome. I mean, it just shows you how dogs are better than we are. They're more faithful than most people. Lying down on the grave. Boy, oh boy. Mm. It's like that YouTube, folks, that weeping husky after the owner had passed away and they were at the gravesite. It's it's uncontrollably sobbing. Uncontrollably, the
President
husky.
President Bush passed away at his funeral.
I don't recall that one.
Oh, the dog would not leave the casket.
Really?
You don't remember that?
I don't recall.
Well, I think we put that up on the show before.
Very good. Look at that. That is strong. That's emotional. One lose some, as I mentioned. I mean, this is... The Padres have lost every start this year when Snell's on the mound. 0-7. My God.
To say this for the 473rd time, the Rays knew something.
Yeah, probably. Exactly right. Lose some. Max Homa. The guy's a very good follow on Twitter. Max Homa, the 508 tweet. He says, you know what? She's a 10, but as soon as the plane lands, she gets up out of the aisle with the bags and ready to, where are you going?
Yeah.
It's a great tweet. She grabs the bag, stands in the aisle the moment the plane lands. Yeah. Good tweet, Max. Yeah. What do you do?
By the way, we did get a lot of feedback on this last week and over the weekend from guys who are like 6'1", 6'3", saying, guys,
Rich?
I have no problem with what? That. I stand up.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. We're saying that
they're grabbing
stand
a bag.
Up,
they're trying, yes.
They grab the bag and then they try to rush forward when you can't go anywhere.
No, right.
That's the problem. Stand
right.
up. Do whatever you, yes, of
That's
course.
That's right. That's right. Let's go to a sports book in Reno. Thanks to everyone who sends these in. Keep them coming. We're living in a society. Look at that. Look at the gal barefoot. Puts on the, come on.
Both dogs.
Barking. Just puts them up on the chair. You know, someone's going to sit there. I mean, what?
And she's really, now look at that. She's stretching like the right toes out. See that? The foot? Oh, yeah. Come on. Let me really get it home here. Feels comfy.
Let me get it home.
Right on the leather, yeah.
Disgusting. Bad beats, plenty of them. Saturday, the Pirates are plus 160. There's a theme here. Two outs, nobody on. They blew it. They got beat. Tough one. Yesterday, the Astros, plus 155 and plus a run and a half. 3-1 in the eighth. The Yankees are getting no hit again, but it's 3-1 in the eighth. The total's 9, by the way. And then they go to extra innings. Houston also had a guy on third with nobody out. Couldn't get him in. And then it's 3-3. Couple guys on. You know, a base hit, a sack fly, whatever. That Judge goes deep. 6-3 final to walk off. Covers the run line, pushes the total. I did open 8.5. I did see 1 8.5. And for the guy who had $300,000 on the run line, I mean, how do you celebrate that? You want to talk about found money. You're losing 3-1 in the eighth, and it goes to extras, and you get the only way you can win is a walk-off home run with a guy on?
I mean, who knows? It's a lot of money, so... But, like, if I have a couple thousand on that game, I'm going to stop watching.
Sure. Absolutely. How about the Braves last night? Even money. 2-0, top of the ninth, two outs, nobody on. Lux gets a base hit down their final strike. Taylor gets a hit, and that's the other thing. You can't just give the guy second base. Oh, Jansen can't hold people on. Mm-hmm. Every time someone reaches against Jansen, it's an automatic double or triple.
Yep.
And then Thompson has the base hit, and it goes to extras where they win.
Killer loss.
Matchup. Yep. Cantlay against Scheffler. It pushed, and Cantlay top 10. He was 6-over on Sunday to finish just outside of the top 10 on an easy course. He was awful. And Thegala, 150-1 before the tournament, 14-1 entering the final day. He was the leader going into 18. And then the double bogey. My God. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
Good weekend of baseball, though, overall.
Oh,
you're
yes.
Right. This season's been awesome. It helps when so many of these good teams are playing this kind of ball as well. Yeah, that's Strider. I watched a lot of that Strider versus Gonsolin matchup last night. Both guys were very good.
Mm-hmm.
I like how they left Strider in. He was in some trouble in the sixth. He got out of it, and no problem there. He's like, all right. Right when he gets the strikeout, he's pumping the fist, you know. He's, the reaction is over the top a little bit.
Bad loss.
Good. That's a terrible loss. I can't have losses like that on these Braves division tickets.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's tough. You should lay $2 with the Mets.
No.
Oh, come on. Five-game lead? Scherzer are coming back?
A lot of baseball left.
Oh, their schedule's a joke in September.
A lot of baseball left. Hey, what I'm going to do, I'm going to bet the Brewers pretty soon.
To win the division? Or
yeah, that's because really? I have a nice three-teamer on the Yankees, Astros, and...
At the good price.
And the Cardinals, yeah, at good prices, yep. All right, the first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. NFL, Sal Pelantonio coming up next. What's the best case and the worst case scenario for the anticipated suspension for this NFL superstar? And we're not talking about Deshaun Watson.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown sportsbook. First, your hometown.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.